The following program is presented by the Nerdy Show Podcast Network. Geeky programming for all nerds across the multiverse. All Nerdy Show programming is made possible by A Comic Shop, Orlando's number one comic shop and nerd destination, and with the generous support of listeners like you. For more Nerdy Show podcasts, community forums, and learn how you can support this and other Nerdy Show programming, visit nerdyshow.com. Welcome to Dungeons & Doritos, Nerdy Show's epic tabletop role-playing podcast. Hi, I'm Cap, and I play Jamella.
Hi, I'm Hex, and I'm VMAC.
I'm Roel, I'm the Game Master.
I'm Colin, and I play Bartholomew Elfgar Gleeman.
Hi, I'm Lexi Lucy, and I play Lefty.
And man, we're in a dire and peculiar situation. Thanks to the fan-funded Dungeons & Doritos campaign, in last episode, all of our characters switch sexes. All of our ladies are mans, and our mans are ladies. So this is part two of that adventure. We've got to go try to get our bodies back to their former states. This is all thanks to Andrew Minton, Ben Kidd, Caitlin Kruger, Ethan Kruger, Curtis Barnes, Arceus, Jim Finley, the Roosevelt Sniper, Kausa Baloo, Joshua Hammer, Shemak, Trench 88, Berto Elcon, Hexual Big Bad Shadow Man, and Ross Butler, who supported the show, created some cool topics, and unleash this hell upon our characters' lives.
Yeah, just wait for the next episode. This one right now. It's a clusterfuck of insanity.
It's a rare occasion where, because this is part two, we recorded it all at once, so we know what's going to happen. If you're just tuning in now and you want to find out how we got to this crazy place with our characters' sexy bits being all tangled up, then you're going to want to go to Dungeons & Doritos, Book 3, Chapter 4, because this episode is a direct continuation of that one. If you're wondering, I know this is going to be kind of a short intro because we just want to dive back into the action because I'm sure you guys are tired of waiting for the epic conclusion. If you're wondering what Doritos we're eating this episode, same as it was last time. Doritos Jacked Test Flavors, all three of them, the red one, the yellow one, and the blue one. Doritos from South Korea, including yogurt, jalapeno, tomato, and cilantro flavored. Thanks to Chad Hendrick.
And before we start, Leffy, you got something coming up, right? An event?
Yes, sir. On December 13th, Saturday, December 13th, I am producing the Batman Ball. It's a burlesque party and Batusi dance party. Think Adam West 60s. I got Miss Guy of the Toilet Boys and also longtime collaborator of like Debbie Harry. Is just like a New York nightlife legend. He's DJing a set that starts at 9. Doors are at 7. Show starts at 7:30. There's information on the Facebooks. I'm going to launch a big old promo thing, so you'll see everything. We've got some great sponsors, including Original Sin Cider, Toy Tokyo, Midtown Comics, Circlet Press, and Booty and the Geek. So it's exciting. It's going to be really fun and big, and the cast is outrageous. And I hope anyone in New York will join us for this holiday Batman ball.
Cool. Well, we'll have a link to where you can check out that event page and get your tickets and so on this episode's page.
So I guess that's it. I guess that's all we got. D&D merch on the website, t-shirts, posters, and so on. Support the show. Here is our new adventure.
Yeah.
Take it away, Galdep.
Well, well, well. That nice young person on the radio, he basically gave you the gist of it, but essentially, there was, to catch you back up. Our crew found themselves in a town of rapscallions, and then they all ate some Doritos that they shouldn't have. They were cursed! and then all of their bits flipped. All the boys got girl parts, and all the girls got boy parts, and it was hilarious and sensual. But we all learned a lot about each other. And so the wrongs must be righted. How can so many wrongs feel so right? Here you are. Here's the campaign you wanted so badly. I hope you enjoy it, you sex perverts. You naughty dogs. Adventure on. We go now, damn it. We go now to our heroes. The sail on the seven seas towards the Isle of Gnomes.
So you guys are have been sailing for 4 days now, heading towards the mountainous island where the gnomes live. And you arrive in this little kind of natural harbor area, and you can see the caves. Like, the water actually goes into the caves. Like, the sea goes in there. So you would have to, like, row your boat through the caves.
We would have to row our boat gently down the stream. Merrily.
Shut the fuck up.
Life is just a dream.
I wish it was just a dream.
A wet dream.
Ooh. Has Jamala just been masturbating off the boat?
I don't. Okay, what have you guys been doing on the boat?
Jamala didn't enjoy it, though. Jamala's like, that was a horrible experience.
It didn't feel as good, and I had a hangover also. But, you know, it's not to say that it couldn't get better with practice.
And VMAC does not like this. VMAC has this whole concept of balance in nature, and everything is unbalanced for him right now. So it's like, I just want to get my old body back. I do not like this. Let's fix this. Oh my god.
You know what? I'm going to roll a percentile dice to see if my Barty cycle has come.
Yes!
Is he a woman?
Can we give him cramps first?
No, he did. I rolled a 90.
So he doesn't know what's going on?
I rolled a 90, so there's... it hasn't happened yet.
Hey, you should be rolling it for everyone!
Well, you were rolling for the actual bleeding. I want you to roll for the pain that comes before.
That is the pain that comes before. It's everything.
Yeah, I mean, it's only been 4 days.
My cycle hasn't started yet. No idea.
Yeah, Colin, I think we should just bow down to the actual knowledge on this one.
Oh, I'm not saying that. I am not saying that. I know. I'm saying that. The whole roll was for the whole thing, not just the bleeding.
Yeah,
it was for the whole thing. It
was for the bleeding.
No, it was for the whole thing.
He got a 90.
For VMAC, it was an 80. So it was like I was thinking, you know, like a 1 in 4 chance that this would be that time of the month, but
that would make sense.
But no.
So. For some people, it's 1 in 3 chance.
Well,
Mega rolls D4 instead. There's a 2 for Barty and there's a 4 for VMAX, and neither one of them got a 1.
How have you been faring with the crew, Barty?
He's not attractive enough for this crew.
Oh, what? Man.
I'm very attractive. I am beautiful.
Yeah, but you're kind of skanky. Girl, I mean, you're walking around trying to get their attention, and they're just...
Well, hey, Barty, look at the bright side. You're a Porto John 7.
My personality is a level 5, and my beauty is a level 4. Just want you to know.
Yes, and now you're a woman.
Let's go! I want to go talk to these stinking gnomes! I hate gnomes!
So you go rowing your boat gently down the stream.
Oh, God.
Through the caverns to where the gnomes should be.
So what did Julie tell us about this landscape and what we could expect here? Anything?
Basically, you just have to follow the caverns until you come to what you'll see is almost like a city built into the stone or a town built into the stone.
Were there any gnomes in the Ironback Mountains that Jamella or I might be familiar with their culture or anything?
No, you're only familiar with one gnome you've met.
Yeah, that stupid stinking Izzy.
If only she were here today. That would be interesting. We've got cursed chips. We got mischievous gnomes. There's no good way to do any of this. It's all gonna be awful. So we may as well be upfront, no sneaking. Just be like, hey, some stuff of yours got stolen. It was given to us. What can we do to make this right? Name your price.
I like this plan.
It ain't gonna get any better than that.
Nope. Because if memory serves, gnomes are pretty sneaky too, so they can probably outsneak a clumsy Barty.
There's no right way to do this.
Hey, I'm not clumsy.
You're clumsy because you're in a different body right now, is all I mean.
I've worked it out. I've been sneaking around the boat.
Yeah, you guys have had time to kind of get acclimated to your bodies.
Yeah.
Experiment with them and stuff.
Yeah.
Hey, no one's doing no experimentation with VMAC over here.
Just VMAC.
VMAC just wants to get back to normal body. That's all VMAC wants. VMAC is not doing no play.
All I know is that the crystal ball business didn't churn out many money for dudes, so Patty Cake ain't what it used to be. Anyway, let's talk to these gnomes.
Dark
Barty and VMAC in front of the crystal.
No.
Barty's self-deprecating enough to do that. You're a little whore. You like to shake that thing. I'll be your pimp. Yeah, shake that thing.
Yes, the money's right.
I knew it. Anyway, gnomes.
I have no qualms.
You come around the bend and you see almost like a small town carved into the rock face. You have like little stoops and stuff that go down actually into the water, and all these gnomes that were about doing their business and going about their business and stuff just suddenly stop and watch you guys as you guys row towards this giant staircase. Now, the steps are real small, but it's a real long staircase. It goes up to these huge archways. Out of the archways comes about 14 gnomes. They're coming down the staircase as you guys approach, and they all file into a line, basically blocking up the staircase as you guys row up, and they do look happy.
14 gnomes, you said?
Yes.
And how many else are there?
There's hundreds of other gnomes, but these are the 14 that are on the staircase with staves and wands, wearing robes. They look very important and very unhappy.
I'm fingering a dagger. I feel very nervous around all these stinky gnomes.
Oh, Barty, don't make me smash your skull.
I've got a dagger you can finger. Oi.
I'm not going to do anything. It's just you got to be very careful of gnomes. I've dealt with gnomes before. They're not to be trusted.
What you say?
Yeah.
Hey, you be quiet, She-Mac.
Okay. Just
watch your racist mouth,
Barty. I am She-Mac.
Okay, so you guys dock the boat. You're getting out of your boat, I assume.
Yes. And I assume they've noticed us. We're not being shy.
Yep. And as you guys are getting out of the boat, they all like lower their wands and stabs in your direction.
VMAC puts his hands up,
and I kneel.
Okay.
Dear gnomes, Gnome City, we come humbly before you because we have been tricked by some pirates into eating what were your corn chips. We stand before you humbled and cursed and would like to do something, anything, to restore ourselves and also the town of Salsa, which has been afflicted with this curse.
Some of us.
They, a couple of them start whispering to each other, and then some giggling starts among the group. And then it just turns into laughter, and it spills around the entire community. The whole cave is echoing with their laughter. One of them is not laughing. He steps down a couple feet.
You used to be a woman.
You're damn right.
You used to be a man.
Yes.
And you lot ate our stolen chips.
We didn't know they were stolen.
You ate our stolen chips, become cursed, and you have the audacity to return here?
We were unaware of how the chips were procured.
You came here on a ship?
Yeah.
You dressed as pirates?
You expect us to believe that you're not the ones who stole our chips?
Hey, we're dressed as sailors.
And why would we come to you directly if we stole from you?
Because you're begging us to change your back!
Aye! You don't like your curse, and you think you can just ask for forgiveness and will reverse your punishment?
Did you not see who robbed you? An entire town.
Yes.
An entire town was cursed by those chips unknowingly.
Oh, boo-hoo, a poor town. Generations from people mined those chips, as well as the other treasures, and you just take them all! You take them!
You think you had problems before? You don't like having your sexes swapped?
No.
Oh, you're not going to like this at all.
What?
And he just starts rattling
Throwing
off
dagger!
Some straight.
No!
Son of a bitch!
V-Mac grabs Barty before he can do anything.
Okay.
And crushes.
That's I'm faster than you!
crushes his hand.
I am faster than you! I would at least get a throwing dagger off before.
I mean, if anything, V-Mac would try to stand in front of the gnome.
Okay.
I'll throw a dagger into you, She-Mac.
Okay, roll it.
I guess this is happening.
What am I rolling to see if I jump in front of the dagger?
A dexterity check.
That would be a 14.
Okay, now, Barty.
I rolled a 15.
Okay, so the dagger goes flying right past V-Mac, but it doesn't hit the gnome. It lands at his, just to the right of him. They're much smaller targets than humans, and you just kind of flick it out there out of nowhere.
Now V-Mac will grab Barty's hand.
Ah, son of a bitch!
And crush it.
And you guys are all blinded by this weird blue light.
Oh, God.
God has helped me.
Where is Jamala? Okay, where are you guys right now? Barty and V-Mac are holding hands, basically.
Well, V-Mac was starting to put pressure onto the hand, but yes.
Okay.
I'm at the head of the party in a kneeling posture.
V-Mac is standing right next to, Jamala.
Well, basically, because you two are touching each other, it kind of makes the decision for there's no randomness involved at this point. As you let go of Barty's hand because of the big, bright, blinding light, and you go to cover your eyes, when you remove them, you're looking up at V-Mac. And Barty is now looking down at Barty. Barty is now a man again, and V-Mac is now a man again. Lefty is kneeling in front of the gnomes, and Jamala is looking at Barty and V-Mac, staring stupidly at each other, and now you're kind of not sure. Oh, and your lady parts are back.
Or Lefty man parts.
Yes.
Our normal bodies are back.
Yes. But you're in the wrong bodies.
This is weird. I am gleaming.
Your magic is a mental thing. It's not a physical thing.
Oh.
So your ability to cast spells is still a thing you can do.
Aha!
However, telepathy, mind powers like that is natural. So that is something that your brain can do that Barty's brain cannot.
Oh, God. Barty now has...
So, well,
he hasn't developed
what of Jamala's powers am I able to do?
None. You can breathe fire and use the tail. But you cannot cast light powers. Those are spells that Jamala does in Lefty's body now.
So what you are saying is... that I have great knife-throwing power and spells?
No, you have spells and V-Max fighting power, but you can't throw knives for shit.
Oh.
Because that is...
And I do not have the muscle to back up a club.
Right.
Oh. Well, good thing I have magic.
But Barty, he can throw knives, but he can't... He couldn't talk to Wolf Bear.
Do I have a connection to Wolf Bear still?
V-Mac does.
Oh, okay.
Even in Barty's body.
I feel like Barty voice with V-Mac is just a boy.
But if you tried to use like your strength to do something,
he's a bad idea.
Right. Now, Barty is going to be a lot more clumsy trying to throw daggers and and his stealth has gone to shit. And his acrobatics
But my strength is really high.
Even though
my, like, I would throw a dagger and it would be very accurate, I wouldn't be able to get it out quick, but when I throw it, it would, like, go through people.
Yes. Yes. Sweet. But your acrobatics would be shit.
Duh. These throws.
So in the rolling, since we all have the stats in terms of that sort of thing, how does that work?
When you roll, you have like V-Max hit points, and you would roll V-Max
strength and speed
and his dexterity. You would use those dice.
But okay. I would use my own perception, intelligence, and wisdom.
Exactly.
Chutamala! Ah, this is weird.
No. Oh, you're so big! Oh, my body! Be back!
What? Why would you do this? Gnomes, oh my god. Tiamat, help me! This is very peculiar.
Well, at least we is...
Very peculiar indeed!
At least bodies are in normal shape, just in wrong host.
Look...
You're so big and slow.
Shut up.
How do you move in this thing?
Thank you, gnomes, for fixing bodies. But you kind of mixed up a bit.
Like I said before, it can always get worse.
We can make it so much worse.
Or you think you've got it bad now. We didn't have to change your back. We could have made you fat. We could have made you bald and ugly. Or worse of all, elves.
Yeah. What if we made them the mole people?
Kobolds.
No. We appreciate not being in a worse state.
It wasn't us.
I liked being Prince Charming.
Well, now you're a lizard girl.
No offense, Jamala, but this feels weird.
Total offense, Barty, but this is a dumb body.
I'm poking Lefty's boobs. It's weird for me too. This is sister.
How do you live life in such a frail frame? He's just any moment I could get a snap.
Hey, VMAC, shut up. Who's in charge now, Barty?
Who has all the knives, VMAC? I guess I don't know who I am anymore.
I just pick up Barty.
I jump out of the way.
Roll dexterity, Barty. Roll an unarmed attack, a dexterity attack.
No, I have inherited his role as it was. Well, I jumped into him with a critical one.
And now you're lifted off your feet.
Ah!
And now you know what that feels like.
I do not like this feeling. Why do you let me do it? Why do you ask for the uppies?
Yes, give me all of the daggers now, please.
I will trade you for a club.
Okay. Yes, you can have my club.
I've thrown up my hands. and I move alongside Lefty inside of my body. And I'm just like, gnomes, what the hell do you want from us? We're not who you think we are. We totally aren't. This is crazy. Stop being crazy.
What can we do to prove to you we are not the being of the bad guys?
We're putting up with this crap. Keep it up, man.
No, don't keep up.
Or else you'll get a throwing dagger in your face.
This is such a... No, stop it. This is such a weird voice. How do you talk like this?
You're still up in the air, VMAC.
Son of Beach.
I take Lefty's sword out of the scabbard, and I point it at him, and I said, just try me, pal.
No, bad. No.
I'm pointing at Barty. In VMAC's body, obviously.
No, do not hurt the body.
Okay, roll dexterity.
I'm just gesturing it. I'm not using it. I'm just being a hothead.
Please do not, Barty. If you break my body, you will buy it. I will not. I want it back in good form, or I will do bad things to you.
I could do anything. I could do anything. Yeah, come on, try it. Try it, Jamala. Come on, I can take anything. I'm VMAC now. I am VMAC now.
I am not liking of being in this position. Let me go, and I will give you the damn knives.
I'm gonna kneel down again.
That's right, kneel before me.
Shut your whore mouth, Barty. Gnomes, what's the deal? I don't want to fight you.
We do not. No fighting.
You want us to put on a performance? What do you want from us? This is.
Bring back the shoes you stole from us, and we'll lift the curse.
What shoes? We stole no shoes.
You stole the shears when you stole the chips.
Hey. Okay. So.
I'm sorry. That was. I just the last thing I expect this guy to say is bring back the shoes. I've never we.
We don't know what any. We don't know about any damn shoes,
Mr. Lumsar. Please be of assuming that we are do not knowing of what is going on, and do not know of the shoes. Make that guess. I do not know of the shoes.
When you lot came here, you put us all to the sword.
Rats are gonna try to ruin me. They
stole all the chips with mind.
And it took the salsa shoes.
Magical salsa shoes.
Toasted corn chips are boring.
You have to have something to dip them in.
So we created shoes that made endless amounts of salsa.
We also have a helmet that made endless dust of Doritos.
You made the helm of infinite Doritos?
Is that what you guys call it? That's a stupid name.
That's what the dwarves called it.
Though we found it in dwarf ruins.
Dwarves stole it.
At least I never got run through by these curs.
Anyway, it's in Tole now if you want it. We don't have it anymore.
You could go to Tole. Hell, we will take you to Tole. Just make me big again.
We want our shoes back.
Roll your giant twisters out of our cane.
Is seeming of so unhygienic, though.
Nobody wore the shoes.
Oh.
Think we are animals?
Is why we were so being of confused.
Hog's teeth, you're daft. Bring back the shoes.
Party, why is your tongue so fast? I do not understand.
We aren't reversing any curses unless we get back our shoes.
Bring us back your salsa shoes.
So we get your salsa shoes, we get normal bodies.
Yes, go! Row out to your ship! Get the shoes you stole and bring them back!
Well, that's easier said than done, because we didn't take them, so we don't know where they are.
I still don't believe you.
How can we prove to you that we did not take them?
We just want our damn shoes back!
Do we have to go back to go find the Julie?
Maybe, but you guys are going to be in for a really lousy time when the pirates who actually stole the shoes come back here to try to get you to fix the curse.
Da, yes, the pirates, they go to the city, the Salsa City, they give them the chips, thinking if they get rid of chips, they will get rid of curse.
That's not going to work, though. You can't get rid of the chips to get rid of the curse.
Well, that's how we ended up in this mess.
Which is why you're here. You think we'll get rid of the curse.
No, but
because we don't know.
You are making this logical step that we are the pirates. Please, for one moment, just assume. Let's just take a wild assumption that we are not being of those pirates. That we are actually telling of the truth. We were in the city of Salsa. They give the chips to them. They distribute the chips. All the poor people in the city, the innocent people, they become the switching of the genders. And now, I am a small man.
And that's the recap.
Is what I'm saying. That we are not being a pirate. Even if you don't really believe, just make that pause.
Okay, fine. You're not the pirates.
Even though you are.
So the pirates did not know when they gave the chips to the city. So they took off. When they leave with no chips and no changing, they're going to be upset and they come back here.
Are you threatening us?
No. Because we are not the pirates.
Persuasion.
Roll your personality, VMAX personality.
Isn't that normally charisma? Don't make him do that.
All right, go ahead and roll charisma. But that's the average. Okay, what's VMAX personality?
6. It's a D6.
No, what's the number?
Oh, 8.
Okay, what is Barty's beauty?
13.
Really, Barty? Yeah, to have a 13 beauty.
He's got a 15 personality.
So you're rolling, so that's like an 11, rounding up.
So a D8?
Mm-hmm. Okay, so roll a D8.
I'm rolling a D8 now.
No, VMAX rolling a D8 because he's the one doing the persuading.
What? No, I'm not. But Barty is in the VMAX body. He's the one
doing
the
persuading. But you're the one doing the talking.
Oh, I'm doing a persuasion?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah, I was just poking, like, persuasion.
What's the D8? There's a D8. He's an 8. Roll again. 8 plus a 6 is a 14.
Assuming the story you're telling is true, and you're not the pirate.
And the pirates that you think might be coming back here.
Duh.
Have the shoes on their ship.
Duh.
So go get them.
Where is the pirates?
You just said they were coming back.
No. I guess they come back. Is that... Do we just wait?
So big and smart, this one.
We should be on the ship. It seems like a trick. They're trying to get rid of us.
Well, yes. We want you out of here.
I don't know, Lefty, what do you think?
Honestly, it seems like we're between a rock and a boat.
And in this situation, you lot would best be on your boat.
All right.
Okay, I guess. I think we should insist that they be good hosts. They just swapped our bodies. We're not threatening them any harm. They should at least feed us and give us a place to sleep. This seems very
No, passive. We should be on the boat.
You're not staying here, you stink Billy Trollops. This is our town.
No tollies allowed.
It makes more sense to be on the boat to do battle with pirates on the boat.
Yes, go on your boat. Go away.
The Lefty, is the boat have the capability to do boat-to-boat combat?
It has magic
users on
it.
I guess we'll find out.
All right, gnomes. All right, fine. We're going to come back. We're going to come back and we're going to have your shoes. And then you'll see that we didn't take any of your stuff.
Da-da-da.
So, see you soon. And
ta-ta for now.
And let's just get back to the boat.
Okay.
As we're rowing back, Barty, I believe I am seeing now why you do not being of trusting the gnomes.
I told you. They are not great. They smell.
Do I really talk like that? He's seeming of weird.
Yes, you do. Slowly. Speak. It sucks.
I think you mean it is being of sucking.
Haha! Oh yeah, he's so funny. Stupid.
I just pick up Barty again. I'm just carrying. Actually, I never let you go. I'm just carrying you as we walk.
Why are back. You being? I'm carrying me. I do not want.
As we're on the dinghy, I am just holding you over the water.
Why are you doing this to me?
And I'm slowly dunking you into the water.
No!
Jamel, yeah. Lefty, do not let them think of doing this to me.
Do you see how much you like it? That's right. That's what it's like when all that happens is just somebody comes along and just picks you up and stops everything you're doing.
Barty, look at me. Barty, look at me.
Yes.
You're being a real dick.
All right, fine. And I just take VMAC and I shake him over the boat. I shake out all of his daggers. I shake out all your daggers. And then
wait, so you just threw your own daggers away, Barty?
No, over the boat. And I pick him up and I hand him the club and I pat him on the back and said, all right, are we even? I'll let you ride on my shoulders.
Do not want.
You know any pirate hiding places? Because we don't find these things. We are shit out of luck.
I do not want to be in small frame the rest of life.
Maybe that pirate in the thing on the other island the brig. Julie can tell us where we can find him.
Hold on, let me see if magic's still being of working in my body. And I try to do a divination spell. That is a 16.
Wow, okay. Roll the effect.
So magic works?
Mm-hmm.
That's just my divination is a power I have. It's not a...
Oh, you don't have that power then.
It's a skill under natural magic.
Oh, it is. Okay. Oh,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah, it's not under clairaudience.
Oh, okay. All right. So, yeah, you can definitely see that the ship will be heading this way, or is heading this way. You actually get the impression the pirates coming back and trying to slaughter the gnomes in this huge epic fight between the pirates and the gnomes themselves. So magic is flying around, and you don't see your ship in there at all.
VMAC just kind of like, So I'm having the good news and the bad news. Which you want first?
I don't know, Lefty, it's your turn.
Bad news?
The bad news is that the pirates are on this way and they are overflowing with the bloodlust of killing the gnomes.
We were right. We were totally right.
What's the good news?
My magic works. Which means Jamela's magic probably works as well.
Let's find out. 17 to just make sure that I'm still...
You have
capable
a big
of doing
ball
magic.
Of light, yep, holding in Lefty's left hand.
Wow, look at this. This is weird, right? This is totally weird.
If we're trying all of these things, then I will throw a dagger.
Don't throw a dagger, you're fine.
Yeah, he's
okay,
not
okay,
like
so,
that would change.
I need to just like practicing with my sword.
Oh, hey, I have a funny idea. Hey, Lefty, try to shoot the fire out of your mouth.
We're on a boat made of wood.
Oh, yeah, it's a bad idea. Do not think of doing that, but it seemed like a cool idea.
All right, I have a plan. We are going to split up. Some of us who can do ranged attacks are going to go on the boat. And some of us who aren't are going to guard the coast.
Dibs on not being with the Barty.
I am sticking with my body.
No. Do not want.
You want to leave me with your body?
Oh, I hate you so much.
It makes sense for us to break into groups of one magic user, one fighter.
It does. I don't want to be picked up again. Promise you will not be of the picking me up.
I will not pick you up again.
Because I do know the magic, so I can freeze my own hands. Your hands. I can freeze your hand and break it off.
Why would you break off your own hand?
So you can't throw the daggers when you get back to your body.
Oh, you're my... Okay.
Yeah.
I was confused.
Duh.
I thought you were breaking off B-Mac.
No.
My B-Mac hand.
No, it would be hurting your body. But don't hurt. Don't shake me or I'll break you.
I mean, yes. I get it.
Good.
Let's do it.
I think that I should be on the boat.
I agree. We definitely do not want to leave Barty and me with a bunch of pirates.
Maybe we should send some of the crew, whoever can, to help them on the shore, Lefty?
Sounds good. Well, I guess I'll go tell them.
I put my hand on hers. Maybe we should tell them together.
So leave Barty and me here on the coast. And I'm just worried about doing Blessing of the Seven Winds and actually accidentally hurting Big Boat. Our boat, too.
The boat wouldn't be able to get close enough to the cave entrance where you guys would be at. So basically, you'll be able to stop any of their rowboats from getting into the cave.
Aha! Yes. Winter Strike is going to be good.
Mm-hmm. So basically, you guys are on a mission now of preventing VMAX vision. So we have Lefty and Jamala and some of the
sailors
on the sailor ship. And we have another small group of sailors on the shoreline with Barty and V-Mech. Now you guys are just waiting for the ship to come.
Oh, hey, the wolf bear. I will have the wolf bear with me.
And he comes, and he doesn't seem to notice a difference because he doesn't see you guys in physical form.
He sees our spirits. Oh, yay, he's a wolf bear.
While we're on the ship, Lefty and I should probably, I'll give her her sword back and we'll get comfortable. And because we were wearing clothes that we made to fit guy frames and now they're too big again. And poor Lefty doesn't know how to work my body.
Wow, it's so confusing over here.
The tail keeps flapping around like it's got a mind of its own.
It's actually a very tiny tail. It almost doesn't do a thing.
Mm. It kind of shakes like a chihuahua's.
So, funnily enough, you're pretty easy to work here.
You should try the boobs thing. It's great.
I thought you may have noticed. I've been hard to not mess with them. Pretty weird. These weird mammal flesh sacks are, and they're tingly.
If I open up Eye of the Herald, I'm going to try to do an Eye of the Herald so I can see when the bad pirate ship shows up. Ooh, 18.
It's actually coming around the other side of the island. So it's a few hours off still.
So basically, I have made myself completely useless being on...
So this is where
yes,
I go.
You have.
I try to do the telepathy to tell Lefty and Jamala where the boat is.
And it don't work.
And it don't work. I'm like, the telepathy do not being of the word. Barty, you have my telepathy.
Yes.
You need to be
what?
You have the brain talking. You have to be of telling the Jamala and the Lefty where the pirates are.
How do I do that?
You think about the person and you try to talk to them in your head.
Okay, I am thinking of Jamala.
Good, yes. Think of the Jamala and tell her pirate boat is only a few hours away. Think very hard on that. Only think of that.
Roll wisdom.
Do it for me.
God. X. No, but it's your wisdom. It's not mine.
Oh, Jesus. I rolled a 3.
Okay, so Jamala... I'm sorry, Lefty. Because he was picturing Jamala. So Lefty got this weird thought that pizza's good in socks while washing your armpits.
Weird things are in my head now.
That's not... What did you see?
Pizza and socks? I'm so confused.
At least those aren't my dirty secrets. Did something crawl in your head? Did it feel like one of VMAX things?
Yeah, like someone was talking to me, but nonsense.
Barty.
VMAX, Barty, how did it go? Did it do, you do good?
Oh, you... It went great.
Yeah, it went well.
Good, yes, yes. Excellent, now they know.
They know everything that they need to know now. It was perfect. It was weird, BMAC.
I'm curious, how did it feel for you to reach into someone else's mind?
It felt like I could use it for other things other than what I am using it for now.
Oh, goodness, I wish you were not in my body.
So... Ahoy! There's a pirate ship a-coming!
Thank you, Stinky Pete! Maybe you have the sharpest eyes in the seven seas.
So, well, how do you guys want to go about attacking or stopping this thing?
Well, is this ship equipped with cannons?
No, they haven't been invented yet. Jamala is your cannon.
Jamala, let's go do some magic and fire explodiness and try to scare them away while they're still far off!
Yeah, all right, well, we'll see how far I can shoot. Be careful with the fire, though. We don't want to set the boat, you know, aflame. I have a great idea, provided I can pull it off. and Lefty...
I love your great ideas!
Definitely don't try the fire unless we are right alongside them.
Okay! What should I aim at?
Just make sure the crew are ready. If you have any, if they've got any crossbows, they're firing them, and they're ready to take no prisoners. But we do need to keep the boat intact a little bit because the shoes are there, and we have to get the shoes.
I feel like I am useless in this body. I do nothing.
What do you you can still throw a knife, and you got my strength.
But we're on this beach doing what exactly?
We're waiting for the rowboats to come to us.
Well, why don't we? Go to the rowboats.
What?
Why don't we get in our rowboat and rowboat to the ship?
He's a dumb idea. They'll see us coming a mile away unless they are distracted by bigger boats that is throwing light magic at them, which is what is going to be up happening. You know, Barty, it's not a bad plan.
Hey, being in this body has its perks. Big brain. Slow body.
I am being a liking idea more and more. We can leave the pirates here. Well, we can take some with us. Sailors. We can take some of the sailors with us. Hey, let's take them all.
Let's do it.
Yes.
All right. So, I'm going to use the invocation of ice and fire.
There we go.
To rain down fiery hail. And hopefully, you know...
Rip their sails to shreds.
Yeah, not set the boat on fire. And if it does, hopefully not set it on fire too much.
Okay. So it takes a while to cast, but I mean, it's not like the ship's moving that fast.
We got time.
Yep. So as it gets closer and closer, you cast the spell.
Meanwhile,
as you guys are rowing out on your boat.
Uh-oh.
No, it's okay. You're not close enough to it.
Hey.
And you can see a pattern forming in the clouds as she's working. So you know what's about to happen.
Clever girl.
15. Yeah. Perfect. Dead on. You got it right where you need it to go. So roll the effect.
Critical.
Reroll.
21 plus 3, 24. And I'm not wearing the same outfit, so that's it. 24.
Okay. So out of the sky... Or in the sky, the clouds start to swarm around. They get really dark, and blue lightning starts crackling.
Damn,
and then red hail starts to fall out of the sky, and it erupts into flames and starts hitting the sails on the ship. Big blocks of it hit the tiller, on the ship. They can't even steer anymore, and the ship is just stuck. It can't control itself anymore. It keeps moving further and further towards Lefty's ship. Lefty, you got to do something about that because it might hit you. The ship is coming dead at you. The enemy ship, it's coming dead at you.
Does V-Mac see this?
Yes.
And V-Mac throw a blessing of the seven winds into the sails of
Lefty's
ship to push it a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
12. And the effect is of 5.
Okay.
But I don't want to wreck anything.
No. You basically, V-Mac's position hits the aft sails and pushes the ship just enough. Now the two ships are coming, they're like raking the sides of each other. All the women on the other ship had their swords drawn, but your crew was ready. And advantage you guys, your crew of men, they're comfortable in their skin. They've got some weight behind them. These guys are still women. They don't know how to fight in women's bodies yet. So your crew opens fire with a volley of crossbow bolts at the enemy crew. And in that first wave, or that one volley, about 20% of the other crew is just massacred before they can even get across it. But the remaining ones are throwing grappling hooks across and pulling the ships together. So there is now a fight brewing. The sails on that ship are on fire, but most of the sails have actually fallen down, so they're not going to hurt Lefty's ship. Also, this ship is about twice the size of your ship.
And we're pretty sure the shoes are on the ship.
Yes. So you would actually have to climb up the ship to get onto the pirate ship.
How close are Barty and I?
By now, you guys are actually coming up the starboard side of the ship, at the bow of the ship, at the front of the ship.
Marty, I cannot be leaving. I am asking of this. Human cannonball.
All right.
Hey, he's got the strength and the throwing weapon skill to make that happen. So you're going to roll...
This is going to be so weird to be on the other side of this.
You're
going
to roll your V-Max dexterity, but you're going to add your throwing weapon skill to the result.
My dexterity is a D10, so it's not like it's a slack.
No.
Yeah, no, that's not bad. All right, here we go.
The strength is giving you all that range you needed.
I critically failed.
No! Splash.
I'm sorry, V-Max.
Well, if you just fell in the water, you can climb out of the boat. The other crew members have started to climb the side of the ship. But that's okay. I mean, it's a large ship. It's going to take them time. You got one more shot at this. Jamala, what are you doing?
I think it makes sense for Lefty and I to scale the ship.
Okay, Lefty?
I concur!
Okay, so you guys... Well, there's a couple ways you can do it. You can use the ropes and pulleys to just basically, like, zip line up there. Or, because they're all fastened down and stuff, and if you cut one end of it, the weight of the sails and stuff will drop, but that'll pull you guys up. You can take the safer...
Safer and slower wins the race when you're not in your own body.
Okay, so climbing up the side of the ship you are doing. So
also, you're way more adept to climbing up the side of a ship in Jamela's body. So I'll...
Yep, that's what I was thinking.
Roll reversal. High five.
High five! Hey!
The enemy crew is swinging down onto the deck of your ship, but they're quickly becoming overpowered by your men. So there is a fight on your decks. That's not interesting to you guys, really, because your fight is to get the shoes.
Which is what Barty and I are trying to be up doing.
Yep. So now, Barty, you want to try and throw V-Mac one more time?
Yes. I'll do it one more time. I'm sorry, V-Mac. It's new body.
I understand. I am being of understanding.
Ah, critically succeeded.
Aha!
Roll again.
That would be a 23.
Wow, roll strength. Oh, God.
I swear I am not lying, and I critically succeeded.
Good, roll it again.
Oh, man. I got a 13 strength, 13.
Nice. Okay, so you throw V-Mac in Barty's body, and he goes flying up like an arrow over the side of the ship, and he lands on deck, ready to go.
Club in hand, looking around, seeing if there's anyone for me to quick through combat with.
The men or the women on the ship are heading away from you, except for one of them who's up by the tiller. That's obviously the captain. She sees you and shouts at you, but the other pirates are yelling, screaming, and jumping off the thing. So she's heading straight towards you.
Winter strike right in her face.
Okay, go ahead and roll that.
Aha!
See, like, Barty's now, like, that is, that's pretty formidable. I mean, like, small, but also, like, a really strong magic user.
Yep.
Yep.
Small and strong, because usually if they're small and magic user, they're not as strong as Barty is. That's crazy.
Yep.
So that's a casting of 18.
Okay, you hit her.
And that's a damage effect of 5.
Okay, so let me see, roll her strength. And you knocked her down. She's been hit, but she's not out. Lefty and Jamala are making it over the ship, are greeted by several of the pirates who are trying to get off the ship and onto your ship.
Okay, so. Hello, gentlemen. And I grab my sword.
Oh, God, that sounds so intimidating. Yeah, Jamala, right? Is wielding a sword.
Okay, so what's your first act of as a lizard person?
How many are there by us?
Oh, let's roll for that. Let's make that a fancy one. Six. There are 6 of them.
Well, let's bust some heads. 11 plus 2, 13.
And what spell were you casting?
Avenging Light.
So no, you missed. Jamal, Lefty.
I rolled a 9. Do I get any modifiers?
To do what? What are you trying to do?
Attack?
With your sword?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, you get your standard attack modifier, so you hit him.
So okay, now so you're gonna I roll rolled 9.
Now you're going to roll strength for damage, which is, what was her strength?
Right.
Strength?
D8.
Yeah, so you're going to roll that.
5.
Then you're going to add 5 to that, which is 10.
Yay!
And the freebooter's toughness is 13, but he's now a woman, so I wouldn't have done that for a woman. I would have had a higher dexterity. So, yeah, you just knocked down one and cut one down, so now there's 5 left. Barty!
Yes. I don't think I can climb up the ship with these hands.
Okay, so what are you going to do?
I will...
Punch your way inside.
I was about to say punch my way up the ship, but I could punch through the ship, maybe.
No, V-Mac's not that strong. That's ridiculous.
Well, I don't know. He's, you know, a new body.
I should have relayed my full plan before I went up, but... I was a little rushed to see how the human cannonball went.
I guess I will.
Ask for somebody to throw you a rope.
Like, that's all I've got. Hey, you up there.
And so you're standing over the person that you just knocked down, V-Mac, and you hear, hey. But you've got a chance to finish the captain, or you can respond to Barty.
I will try to finish the captain.
Okay.
So I'm just going to basically try to club her in the head and end her.
Son of a bitch. You son of a bitch.
What's your strength again, Barty? So my attack, because I keep all my club stuff,
yeah,
that'd be a 20.
Oh, wow. And she critically failed. Roll damage.
So I'll roll a d10, and that is a 18.
And you just Gallagher'd her melon.
Yuck.
And I will quickly look for a rope.
Okay. That took the wind out of the sails of the other remaining pirates who heard that smack and turned around and saw that their captain was just...
Are you being of Wantixum?
Jamala, were you in the middle of a spell?
I did a spell. It missed. So if there's still, like, say, a crescent formation of these 5 remaining pirates coming at Lefty and I don't know if that's still the case.
They're kind of backing up a little bit. They look like they're weighing their options.
I'm going to, since I'm in Lefty's body, I'm going to see what I can do about wielding my staff as a weapon and maybe kind of twirl it around, knock a few heads, and then Tiger Strike, Avenging Light out the back, if that makes any sense. I'm doing hand gestures. I don't know if I can really do that kind of a...
Okay, so you're basically twirling your staff around and using the momentum of the staff to throw out the light.
Yeah.
Okay.
And you know, if I hit anybody in the process of twirling it around, great.
Okay, right.
18.
Yeah, you definitely hit it, but you did not hit anybody with the staff. A rope comes down and...
I just look super cool.
Barty can start climbing up. Yes, you do look super cool. Or rather, Lefty's body looks super cool doing it.
Feels so bouncy.
Do I get another attack?
Yes, you will in a moment.
I got a 1 plus 3. 4.
For the effect. But it's a critical because he's not even looking at it. So you're going to get 6 damage. And that was just enough to knock one of them on his feet. Okay, so Lefty...
Yeah, so the boat's already on fire, right?
Jasail's were. Jamala's spell was very effective at targeting exactly what she wanted, where she wanted the effect to be. So the tiller's gone, so they can't steer. The sails are gone, so they can't. The wind's not going to give them any momentum. The only momentum they had when they were moving towards you was what was still left on the ship. So they have no way of stopping or moving the ship on their own.
I'm just trying to figure out if I fire blast these last, 4 guys, I can just take them all out in one blast. But will I burn the entire ship too?
No, the ship's too big, and even if it did catch fire, it's not going to burn down.
Okay, let's set these punks on fire.
Breathe your fire.
9.
Nice.
Okay, now roll effect.
2!
Wow.
13 plus 4 is 17.
Okay, no, you barbecued their chickens. They are toast. You just...
Game over!
I assume at this point we're pretty much fighting shoulder to shoulder, and I'm just like, you're natural hot stuff.
Okay. And Barty finally climbs over the ship.
As Barty was climbing up, I would have yelled at him, I am off to go find the shoes!
Okay.
And I just run off.
See you later.
Hey, I'll have you know there's a stamina of 16, kid. This ain't nothing for VMAC.
That's true.
If anything, Barty's like really like, holy monkey, this is easy. How is this so easy to climb up?
That's probably true. I get to the top and it's like, wait, so I... got all of the bad things about being VMAC and none of the good things about being VMAC. No magic, just a big body. Great.
I don't know. What's the equipment like?
You're a shaman. You carry nothing.
That's not the equipment they're talking about.
Oh.
There's nothing to do with it now, Jamala.
Anyways, you find the shoes, wooden shoes, filled with salsa in the captain's cabin.
Aha! Da-da-da, I found them.
Now what are you guys going to do?
I find a sack to throw the shoes in.
Okay.
I just tie them to me somehow, and I run out to find Barty, stumbling around going, what do I do? I got the shoes. We are to be going now.
I guess I'll go back down the rope.
Where are we on the deck in proximity to them?
It's not that far away.
Okay.
Oh, you're on the boat as well?
Mm-hmm.
So.
Oh, I would see you like, I would jump out of the captain's deck on, I got the shoes!
Awesome. Okay.
Back to the boat.
Are we still fighting guys? Are they still coming at us?
No. The guys, basically, once you barbecued their friend, they backed up. Your crew has pretty much decimated the crew that attacked them.
And the will went out when I smashed their captain's head open.
Yes.
Nice knowing you guys.
Back to the boat.
Yeah.
Yes, to the boat. Uppies.
All right, fine. Here you go.
So you guys are climbing down to your ship when one of the crew goes up to Jamala, because Jamala looks like Lefty. Captain, why you not just take that ship?
Well, the rudder is being destroyed and the sails are non-existent.
Sailors.
Can't we move the sails from my ship over?
Yeah, and we can fix the rudder.
We have a bigger boat.
You didn't,
let's do that.
You didn't get the memo, Wise Pete.
We're gonna need a bigger boat.
See, we got this body swap thing going on. I'm the pretty lizard.
It might be being confusing. Just say, good idea, Wise Pete, and we go back to the gnomes and get back to normal.
He's named that ironically.
Huh?
So some of the other enemy pirate groups survived. What are you gonna do with them? They're basically surrendering.
We could submit them to gnome justice.
A bigger boat need bigger crew, yeah?
I don't know if I don't think that's gonna. Is that gonna really sell with the?
He's the pirate way. I don't know. I am being a shaman. But
the gnomes, the gnomes know. The gnomes. We gotta appease these gnomes. That's first.
They just asked for shoes. They did not ask for blood.
I don't know. Round them up. Put them in the brig. Right. I'm looking at the rest of the, you know, at party and.
What is? I mean, Lefty's the pirate. Often when pirates take ships, they give people the option of being a part of the crew or die. So they normally don't take prisoners because prisoners are people you have to feed.
And aren't working.
Yes.
What I propose, because everything is mixing up here right now, we put them in the brig, we go switch the bodies, then we deal with them.
That sounds good to me.
So we get back down to the boat.
Yep.
Okay, so you're rowing back to Gnome Land?
Da da da.
Okay. So you.
No man's land.
Gnome man's land. All right, so you row the boat back up the stream, and you get back to the staircase, and the gnomes are back there watching you guys row up there. And
hello, little gnome men. Hi, I guess I am of same size.
Did you just call us little?
I mean, I am of same size. We have the shoes.
Well, how about that?
Da da da.
You might find some dead pirates washing ashore. We just defended your village, thank you very much.
Ah, yes, they were coming to kill you all, and we stopped them.
Go check that out.
So some of the gnomes go off in a gnome boat to check out the...
Oh, that must be adorable. Oh, look at their little oars.
Well then, so maybe you were telling the truth. Okay, we'll remove the curse.
Curses, there's more than one.
Aye, yes, all the curses.
Well, got a question. It's weird. There's someone back in the town that was entirely cursed that wants to stay a woman. Is it possible to not curse the one person, or is it just all curses are lifted?
All the curses will be lifted.
But if he were to come here and do a special task for us, as you all have done, perhaps reward him with a curse.
It's funny when you put it like that, but I'll let him know.
Da da, yes, thank you.
Uncurse me, please.
please. I want to be of the being a big again.
I want to be back in my scales again. It's not the same. It's very nice, Lefty, but it's not the same.
This body is essentially worthless.
What are you talking about? You're big and strong.
I can't. I don't even know what to do with this skill set. I spent an entire battle climbing a rope. Give me back my body, please.
And here are your amazing salsa shoes.
Da da da, yes, please, take the shoes. We do not want.
Oh, you can have the shoes. We have like 10 of them.
What?
It's the act of stealing from gnomes that's wrong.
We let everybody just come in here and steal treasure from us, and we didn't curse it. Every knave and their mother would be looting us.
So if you steal from us, then let me know that you will be cursed.
We'll spread the news. No one will soon forget.
No, don't tell them we're here. That's the problem.
But if they do come here and they steal what's ours, then they get their curses.
Aye.
We will tell no one that I was woman and then Barty. I will tell no one ever.
Good.
Make me VMAC, please.
Fine.
Is that it with the questions and the dialogue? Can I get started on my magic spell now?
Da-da, please.
Then cool your heels.
It's gonna take a few hours.
Fast forward a few hours later.
He's like, is that a little gnome humor?
Little?
Yeah, you guys got your bodies back. You've got the pirates that were women are now men again. So presumably the entire port town is now back to their proper genders. You have a somewhat broken, slightly used, bigger pirate ship that can go faster and farther. And if you ever did run into problems with Captain Pepperjack, this ship is going to be better suited for getting away from him than your other pirate ship. And you now have magical salsa shoes.
Arriba! Oh, well.
Oh, and you can keep the thing of Doritos. When they find out, when the gnomes go out and find out that there really was this battle out here and your ship was the small ship and you did what you did, they reward you with VMAX, you know, the corn chips, the really rare corn chips. They give those back to you guys. Uncursed.
Ooh.
So now that's like getting a bucket of gold.
Duh.
Let's not eat these.
Nope. Do not being of eating, being of selling.
This is great. Aha! Yes! Yes! Finally! Aha! Speaking in that voice, that slowly sucked. I hated it. I absolutely hated it.
VMAC picks up Barty. No! I am ready for us to row back now.
No! This is horrible!
What a fancy time that was. How the devil are they going to follow that up? Well, we'll have to find out, won't you? Yep. When Galdep was a wee little man, he sat upon his daddy's lap. And daddy said to young Galdep, "Now, son, don't you do that. Oh, what don't I do, dad? What don't I do? Don't stick your finger in your bum. What do I do, Dad? What do I do? Don't stick your finger in your bum." Daddy just wanted to keep it to himself. What do you do, Dad? What do you do? Stick your finger in your bum. Try to get it out of your head. Remix that shit! Unofficial Galdap remix contest. Win a filled catheter filled with jelly beans. Stick your finger in your bum. Good night, everybody.
Thank you for listening to Dungeons and Doritos. As listener-supported entertainment, we rely on you to keep this and other shows on the Nerdy Show Network alive by telling a friend, rating and reviewing us on iTunes, shopping at the Nerdy Show store, or directly donating to the network. Any size contribution gets you exclusive Nerdy Show audio and images and lets you participate in our monthly support drives. Just go to nerdyshow.com/support to chip in. It's just like my Auntie Nadine used to tell me. It's not the size that counts. It's what you do with it. Very good advice. So don't bogart the cabbage. Spread it around. It helps with my constipation. To find out how you or your company can underwrite this or other Nerdy Show programming, visit nerdyshow.com/sponsorships. And for more episodes of Dungeons and Doritos, well, you should go to dungeonsanddoritos.com. You can subscribe to all the Nerdy Show Network podcasts via the iTunes Store. And for the latest news, follow us on all your favorite social networks. We're at Dungeons and Doritos on Facebook. Click like for all the new hotness.